when you walk out your door in New York or whatever city you live in, that's jazz.
Clarence Penn, drummer extraordinaire for the New Jazz Standards.
You see life, you see energy, and to me, that's what jazz is.
Jazz at Lincoln Center started out as a summer concert series at Alice Tully Hall in 1987, until rising popularity demanded it have a hall to call its own 10 years later. The world's very first venue custom designed for jazz, Frederick P. Rose Hall, known as the House of Swing, is located in the Time Warner Center at Columbus Circle. Look up at the skyline ahead. You can see the dark glass building peeking out from behind the Empire Hotel. The 1,200-seat Rose Theater was modeled after the intimate feel of an Italian opera house. The Appel Room, with its stunning 50-foot glass backdrop overlooking Central Park, creates the impression of a Greek amphitheater. Rehearsals, recording sessions, and classes are held in the Irene Diamond Education Center. And right next door, one of New York's premier jazz clubs, Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. Take a left to cross over the 64th Street crosswalk and press pause. Resume the tour once you've safely reached the median. Stay to the right and walk through Dante Park. You'll come across the time sculpture clock on your left. The same architect who designed the Coke Theater created this piece to help showgoers get to their halls right on time. Continue past the clock with the main campus on your right. The David Rubenstein Atrium is just ahead. You'll see the sign.
We believe jazz is a metaphor for democracy.
That was
Chris Crenshaw, trombonist in the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra.
Jazz at Lincoln Center's story begins with its founding, managing, and artistic director, Wynton Marsalis, who sparked a worldwide renaissance of interest in jazz at the young age of 19. This internationally acclaimed musician, composer, bandleader, educator, and advocate of American culture leads the organization's resident ensemble, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, performing in concerts that reflect the full spectrum of jazz, from its New Orleans roots through bebop to modern jazz. Cross over 63rd Street and continue straight ahead. You're almost there. Wynton?
Music is the art of the invisible. So if there's any invisible thing that you want to know about, music will deal with that.
What makes Wynton's style so powerful is that he always approaches music from a place of emotion.
Major is happy and minor is sad. The blues puts both of them together.
But don't take our word for it. Hear for yourself. The doors of the David Rubenstein Atrium will soon present themselves. If you reach Rosa Mexicano, you've gone too far. Jazz swings. Jazz has blues. Jazz is a musical language that has remained both true to its roots and ever-evolving at the same time. Pianist Aaron Deal knows.
And the beautiful thing is, as a listener, all you have to do is sit back and enjoy.
Take it away, Edmar.